Exodus 15:11. Exodus 15:26.
More to be desired are they than
25, 1 through 4, 7 and 10.
Unto thee, O Lord,
do
I lift up my soul.
Psalm 32, 7, 8, 11, and 56, verse 3.
Trouble, thou shalt compass me.
Psalm 42:11.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Within me, hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Within me, hope thou in God. Hope thou in God.
Psalm 51:10-12.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart,
Psalm 139:23-24.
Proverbs
3:5-7-11.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct. Thy path.
Proverbs 17:22. Isaiah 40:31.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.
Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 53:5-7.
He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he opened not his mouth. Like sheep have gone astray.
Lamentations 3, 22 and 23.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning.
Ezekiel 36, 26 to 28. Matthew 6:33, 4:4, 7:7, and John 15:7. Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
I will give
Matthew 17:20.
If ye have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. Be impossible to you. Matthew 17:20. And nothing shall be impossible unto you.
John 3:16.
So loved the world that he gave his Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Acts 3:1-8.
Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He held out his palm and he asked for an alms, and this is what Peter did say: Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name
Romans 8:38-39.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Second Corinthians 4, 6 through 9.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face.
Philippians 1, verse 6.
Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of his very thing, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this very thing.
Philippians 4, verse 8.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise,
Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.